on it had been removed. All too vividly, I could recall the details of my interlude of madness. Though I sickened at the things I had thought and done, I simultaneously felt a twinge of regret that could not be abolished. There had been terrible freedom in standing so alone that even the lives of other men meant less than nothing. Undoubtedly a warped sensation, but still a tremendously attractive one. Like taking drugs. Even while detesting the thought, I felt the desire for more of the same. In spite of my 12 hours of forced sleep, I was exhausted. It took all of my energy to drag over to the bed and collapse on it. Foresight had provided a bottle of stimulating spirits, and I poured a glassful. Sipping at this, I tried to put my mental house in order. Not a very easy task. I have read many times about the cesspool of dark desires that lies in our subconscious minds, but this was the first time I had ever had mine stirred up. It was quite revealing to examine some of the things that had floated to the surface. My attitude towards Angelina needed a good looking at. The most important fact I had to face was the strong attraction I felt for her. Love? Put any name to it you want. I suppose love will do as well as any, though this was no throbbing adolescent passion. I wasn't blind to her faults. In fact, I rather detested them now that I knew her murderously amoral existence had an echo in my own mind. But logic and convictions have very little to do with emotions. Hating this side of her didn't remove the attraction of a personality so similar to my own. I echoed my psychotic self's attitude. What a team we might have made! This was, of course, impossible, but that didn't stop me from wanting it. Love and hate are reputed to be very close, and in my case they were certainly rubbing shoulders. And the whole confused business wasn't helped in the slightest by the fact that Angelina was so damnably attractive. I took a long drag at my drink. Finding her should be easy now. The carelessness with which I took this for granted was a little shocking. I had gained no new information while mentally aberrant, just a great chunk of insight into the tortured grooves that my Angelina's mind trundled along. There could be no doubt that raw power was what she desired. This couldn't be obtained through influencing the king. I saw this now. Violence was the way. A power putsch. Perhaps assassination. Certainly revolution and turmoil of some kind. This had been the pattern in the bad old days on Freiber when sovereignty had been the prize of battle. Any of the nobility could be crowned, and whenever the old king's grip weakened, it was a cue for a power struggle that would produce the new monarch. Of course, that sort of thing had stopped as soon as the societics specialists from the League worked their little tricks. The old days were on the way back, that was clear. Angelina was going to see this world bathed in blood and death to satisfy her own ambition. She was out there now, somewhere, grooming the man for the job. One of the counts, still very important in the semi-feudal economy, was having his ego inflated and guided by a new power behind the throne. This is the pattern Angelina had used before and would be sure to use again. There could be no doubt. Only one small factor was missing. Who was the man? My dive into the depths of self-analysis had left a definitely unwholesome taste in my mouth that no amount of liquor could wash away. What I needed was a little touch of action to tone up my drooping nerve ends and accelerate my sluggish blood. Tracking down Angelina's front man would be just the charge my battery needed. Merely thinking about it helped, and it was with eagerness that I searched the newspaper for the court news column. There was a grand ball just 2 days distant. The perfect cover for this operation. For these 2 days, I was kept busy on the many small tasks that put the polish of perfection on a job like this. Any boob can crash a party, in fact usually does, since that is all one seems to meet at this kind of affair. It takes a unique talent like mine to construct a cover personality that is unshakable. Research supplied me with a homeland, a distant province poor in everything except a thick